This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. All right, so you're going to have to bear with us this morning. It didn't ditch the brain stew right there.
It's all right. Just hit the next one.
So do you think that it'll go?
Yeah, it'll go.
All right. It's not doing it.
Why do we have to bear with you? What's going on?
Oh, because I did. I did.
Yeah, you put in move.
I don't like it.
No. What's happening?
Well, we have a whole new system. Okay, so I hit this.
There it is. Exactly.
All right, and now it's in the first position, and I can pull that down.
But it's not always in one, though. It's not always in one.
We have a new computer, everyone.
We do. So we have a whole new. This should be a fun day. I mean, I promise.
Taking over the entire station.
Yep, that's
good. Music, commercials, and how everything is run. Are now coming through an entirely different program than before.
It's exciting. I don't know if you can see it. If you look through, if you go to radioalice.com/watch, you can look into the studio, and we now have gigantic screens. It's actually not that hard to see you, Vinny. I am never going to, I mean, Bryn is just gone.
You can move that screen over to the left a little bit. Actually, you can't because there's
a camera
there.
I can't. There's a camera there.
But the,
it's all right. I mean, I can find you through the little holes.
That's how you usually do it.
I know. It's true.
The looking glass can't see the cameras.
Oh,
though.
It can see it?
Other
yeah.
From that camera right there.
So, Vaughn, put the thing on. So, I mean, honestly, until we start playing stuff off of the computer, it won't matter. We'll figure it out. But I think I need to get rid of that legal ID. So let me see if I know how to do this. I'm going to go to the delete button here.
I love that our computer has
Phillip's
a babysitter here.
So
right.
And I'm going to delete this.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm going to delete this song.
Uh-huh.
I'll delete this song.
And then that'll be my...
I'm doing it right.
Yeah,
you're doing it right?
I'm doing it right. And then I take it off delete, and I'm ready to roll.
She wins a teddy bear.
Oh, that's nice,
great.
Sarah.
So far, so good. We shall see. Anywho.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
We've got... I'll tell you one thing, though.
What?
Sleep regression is real, people. That
what
kid's
do you mean?
Crying
Aww.
Every night, like multiple... We're all up.
That's what someone called it yesterday in a text.
That's sleep where regression. I got it. Yeah. I got it from someone who texted in and said sleep regression.
But they call it the 4 month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's exactly four months.
We're in that. It's a thing.
Actually, yesterday was her 4 month anniversary, right?
Wasn't, it's been going on for over a week now, but it's... We're
it's
all
real
up.
And it's wrong.
There's not a room in the house.
Babies, they're horrible.
You can't hide from this. It's
no,
happening.
No, you can't.
And it's real.
And I suppose you probably don't want to wear your noise-canceling headphones to sleep because then how would you hear your alarm? And
they can't. I can't. You can't lay on your
side.
Yeah,
you'd have to just lay on your back or right on your face, you know.
Right.
Your plugs.
Lay on your face.
I don't know.
No, you have to lay like this, like you're in a coffin.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
That's comfortable.
Can you sleep on your face?
No, I don't sleep on my face. I wish I could sleep on my face. I actually love just laying flat, straight down, but you can really only do that on a massage table, and I hate massages, so.
Right.
I need a hole in my bed that I can just stick my face in.
I still want the massage table that I can put my face through the hole and then put my chi-chis through two more holes.
Yes.
Because I'm always really uncomfortable on the tables.
Yeah, she has her own set of issues.
But
we just
good.
Have noses. Wait. She has noses and bosoms.
You want them to hang, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be supported.
Because I always ask for, do you have a pillow that I can put under my chichis? Because it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I need a lift or something. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Do you think you'll ever do that? You never do.
No, I don't mean a lift. No, I'm never going to do that. Yeah. I don't need any more surgeries. But I mean a lift as in a pillow to give me a boost when I'm laying down.
I'm back.
Yeah, sleep is, it's difficult to find a comfortable position.
Oh, I don't know anything about boobs, but normally, no, it's not.
Sure you know everything about boobs. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know what it would be like to me, it all seems all good.
So when I hear you say,
I need a hole to put that, I'm like, why?
Just drop them in.
They're all good where they are, right?
Yeah, I'd love to just lay on my face.
Goodness gracious.
You had like an adjustable, like, you know, so that they would be supported at the bottom.
Yeah.
But still hanging down and not squashed.
I mean, they do.
You don't want them squashed, you know? It's uncomfortable. It's like anything. You don't want it to be squashed.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
You don't want your wiener squashed.
No, I pull mine out the front between my legs so that they're not crammed in there when I'm laying on my side.
And if you were laying on the front, wouldn't you want like a little hole to dip them in, you know?
That's actually very funny that you say that. There's videos out there in the world where there's a table like that, and I watched it thinking, oh, that makes perfect sense, until later I went, they don't have holes for the man area to drop out the bottom so someone can get under there.
Oh,
that's not a real thing. That's only in that video.
Oh, so in the video, it was, I see. So we've now gone to, now we're in porn.
I didn't bring it up.
I didn't realize. You brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. You guys are talking about a spot where the man area goes on a table. Yeah.
Let's talk about Christmas. I really feel like, you know.
Hey, yes. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Less than a week away. Oh, my God. It's just exciting. It's a crazy week. We're actually doing our Christmas on Friday night.
Oh.
Because we're not going to be home at Christmas.
Nice.
That's
so
weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, but I'm looking forward to it. I got John a couple great things that we totally need for the house.
She got it for herself.
Yeah, exactly. She got John because they need it for the house.
Well, he got me because we need it for the house. So, it's, you know, you get to a certain point in your life, you don't need a new doll.
So what'd you get him for your sewing room?
Oh, nothing for my sewing room.
Oh.
I did my own stocking because I do every year. He puts a couple things in there, but you know, I can't really count on him. I'm pretty much in charge of Christmas. It doesn't happen without Mom. So I went to Joann's. I bought myself some thread that I need and some sewing machine needles. That's right. That's what I want for Christmas. But you can never have enough thread. I'll tell you that.
Is that why you asked for more thread?
I know, for your Secret Santa.
Yeah, I was like, look, here's something I'll actually use. Go get me some thread.
I'm having serious Secret Santa dilemmas.
Oh, no.
I'm so...
You know, you're not the only one.
I had just asked for a spatula.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you would be an easy one.
I'm
an easy one.
The most major deja vu. I feel like I bought this gift already once before for the same person. And I'm thinking, am I just tripping or am I going to hand this person something I've already handed them? And I think I'm...
Do you have Brandon? You're getting him socks again?
No, I'm
for
caught.
2 years in a row, I had Brandon. All he does is like, I want socks.
Whoever has Hooman, I feel sorry for you.
Why do you feel sorry for that guy?
Because you're difficult.
No, he said what he wanted.
I know, but he hates every gift we've given him throughout the years.
I love my mug.
Everything.
I love my blanket. Look at my mug. Look at this mug you that got me, bro.
You'd think Jesus would be easy.
Oh, great. They're just pictures from Instagram.
You could get them like, you know,
you said that.
Dangling cross earrings.
Oh, would you wear that?
Me?
Yeah, a little cross earrings.
Couldn't be. No, thanks.
All right.
Who, me? Couldn't be.
Then who?
Yeah. So it does seem like I've talked to a few people who are having trouble with their Secret Santa thing this year.
I truly believe. And I was asking someone about it and they said, that's hysterical. You have to give them the gift.
Is it a gag gift?
I see what they say.
No, it's not a gag gift. It's actually very well thought, and I feel like I've done a good job, but I feel
like
now...
Is it a succulent for you, Zet?
I feel like I've done this job once before. And I mean, let's just hope I'm just tripping. And this is just one of those deja vu things.
It's just, look, we all... Did you buy Vaughn another record player? Is that...
It's not that, no.
That was a good gift.
That was a good gift.
That was a great gift.
He had all these records and no record player.
The person I got, I just want to warn you, I went half on the record and half off the record.
What does that mean?
It means I sort of got you what you wanted, but then I expanded it to something I think
you liked. Of course you did.
I hope you got me. I like when Hooman gets me, Philip, because then he gets me extra stuff.
No one wants to get me, but everybody wants me to get them.
Yep.
Yeah, Hooman's a good person to get you. Usually somehow weirdly gets Hooman to get her a lot.
Well, I got Rudy too because he'll
be here.
Oh yeah,
Rudy will
be
here tomorrow. So if you guys have anything, we could slip in for Rudy.
Oh,
how about
he just can be the master of ceremonies for the? How about we let him on the show? That could be.
Yeah, how about 3,000 likes on Instagram?
That's how about that?
Did he get those? We
I don't
should
know
check.
What he's up to. Like that. He'd be nobody without us.
Yeah,
Rudy.
He's actually. I love him.
Isn't he great?
He's really
a great addition
I
to the show.
I love him.
My brother is in love with him.
Of course.
He's
They're
at
all in love with
3,800
him.
Followers. He's doing fantastic.
Listen, as a little Christmas gift for Rudy, here's what we're getting him. Could our listeners please follow Rudy? I think he's at... It's Rudy Ortiz.
Right.
Yes.
He's at 3,824. Let's get him over 4,000.
Yeah. Let's just get him over 4,000.
Go for 5,000.
Well, let's aim
for
5,000.
You know, if we get to 4,200, that says great.
Yeah.
5,000.
We got to have 176 listeners out there who are
right
like,
now.
We'll do it for you.
Say the handle again.
It's Rudy Ortiz. Please follow. It's. Let's give him a little run. Let's have him tomorrow be like, I don't know what happened.
Oh yeah!
You know, suddenly I have all these extra followers. We'll be like, "You're welcome."
You're welcome.
Anyway, I actually want to play commercials just so I can play with.
I know Philip's probably like, "When do you guys ever shut up?"
No, we never do. That's a problem, Phil.
He's enjoying the
so
show.
Philip is the guy. I guess he's like a wide orbit expert because that's new.
That's the name of the
it's
program.
It's the new program. It won't even fit on one screen. We have two gigantic screens here.
And one on this side, too.
It'll fit on one screen. We gave you two for extra real estate.
Oh.
You want more real estate? Oh, Vinny's over there now.
Yeah, Taylor, so what do you think I should do next? What would be my next thing?
Well, go ahead, Phil.
Well, finish talking.
No, just tell me what you think I would do. Like, if it was you, what would you do?
Yeah, what
if it was me,
what would you press next?
Traffic here. What's that there for?
That's always been there.
They're just
it's a placeholder.
Blank spaces. Yeah,
it's a placeholder. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just,
what do you think it would be?
Well, we're supposed to have a song loaded. Where's your song?
The song's right loaded there. Right there.
What song is it?
It's the blue one.
High hopes for religion.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So I would just press play on that.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, you're going to do that right now?
You can do it right now.
I'm not going
to. Ready to go.
No, I'm not ready yet. I'm not done talking to you fools.
Oh, look it. We have a new mouse. Thank God.
I know.
And you see all the faders are renamed? East the top of the.
Oh. Whoa, they're whoa 1, 2, and 3.
Whoa, and whoa. Then on the That's right side, you there's your hotkeys right there. You see the hotkeys?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be able to hit a bunch of sounds.
So I'll be able to fire them from here, but I can't do that right now.
Why not?
Can. Yeah,
oh,
you can.
Let me,
do
let me,
it.
Let me try
something.
It.
Let me go over there.
No, fire. it didn't fire.
Because what happened?
It's right there. Those hotkeys right there.
You have to turn it up.
So, I did turn it up.
No, so these are the hotkeys.
Phil wants to say something.
Hotkey, 1 and 2.
Okay.
So hit the...
So, 2.
No, the button.
No, like this.
You gotta go over...
The mouse. You see that right there? You turn it on, and then you hit the button. Does that make sense? Like
oh, I thought you said I could.
This is why we're number
here.
One, Phil.
Well,
this is.
I can tell. You can. You better be able to, Philip said.
I can.
Did it start?
Yeah,
oh,
again?
It did
we're doing
start.
That again?
No, we're not gonna do it again. I'll turn it off, but... All right, so then what do I do? How do I stop it?
Hit it again.
Yeah.
Oh, and when it fades out, isn't that nice? It doesn't just cut off. It just gently fades.
Do you get it now?
No, but I will. It'll be fine.
Well, we hope to start the new year, like, sort of ready to go.
Well, I feel like, I was talking to Phil earlier, and I'm like, it's got to be pretty user-friendly. It has to be better than what we had before. Like, we'll figure it out. It's just a matter of getting, like, I don't know quite where to look.
Where should she look?
No, I'll figure it out. It's
on
okay.
The, on the left.
Okay. Look to your left.
Left is my log. Right is my hotkeys. Right.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, I don't even.
Once you got driving this thing down, mm-hmm. that stuff will start to work into the.
That's exactly
the mix.
What I was thinking about. It's like that's a good analogy.
One thing at a
this
time.
This is you get the focus on the road first, and mm-hmm. then you can start looking at your mirrors. You know because.
Shouldn't your mirrors already be
Well, they
adjusted,
should be,
I
but
mean.
The thing is, like, some people who have like more experience.
How about I start playing with the radio?
No, the radio is like the last thing you should play with.
You're missing your...
Yeah, put it on Alice and leave it there. Rip the knob off, right?
Okay. Rip the knob off.
I'll play that right now. Play that soundbite right now.
Oh, man. I'm not ready for that.
Find it.
What is it? Only Wednesday?
Yes.
Hump day.
It is the hump day.
But Survivor finale's on tonight. Are you going to watch any of that? Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
How is that?
He's not controlling the show from that seat. Leave him be.
We need that on a hotkey.
Right.
So, yes.
I'm going to try to watch Survivor as much as I can stand.
Right. Well, it
but,
starts at 8, so.
And I'm telling you.
And it goes to 11.
I was up at least 3 times overnight.
So you're not going to watch
Well, I'm going to try. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
I feel, I'm really bummed for you because we invest the
I know.
Whole season.
And
then
I
you
just
can't
shine
even,
it on
you
and
You can't
read
even
it.
Watch the
well,
finale.
So one of the things I saw this morning
yes.
while I was looking at things was that they truly are promoting this marriage proposal that's going to happen on Survivor.
Right.
It just seems so stupid.
I know.
Not that there's someone's going to get married or propose, but that
no, that's
they're...
stupid too.
Is it the people that were banned or the one boy?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
We're not sure. It could be Christian, proposing to that beautiful girlfriend of his. It could be.
I don't think it's that. I think that your guess.
Are Mike and his boyfriend married already? Maybe they'll propose.
They hardly looked at each other.
They'll stand 8 feet apart.
That's not happening.
He'll face slightly away from his boyfriend, and he'll sort of.
Then he'll throw the ring.
Yeah, he'll hock the ring at him and try and land it on his finger.
No, I think it's that loophole they're working on.
Yeah.
Trying to get those other two onto the
show after
they were banned.
They were mad because these guys posted a bunch of stuff on social media. One of them, because it was on his account.
They were mad, CBS.
CBS
or producers, whatever.
Right. The producers of Survivor were mad because they had broken their non-disclosure agreement. And
it's not mad. It's that they need these people to not talk.
So they banned this guy from just the guy, not the girl as well, because I think it was all on his account. They banned him from the finale. But then, you know, I'm sure feelings soften. Anger just abates a little bit. And then they're like, oh, he was a very popular character. He's part of the jury.
Well, you have to think, even though they're on the show and they've done 20, how many seasons?
37, I think this is.
Okay, you have to think, though, that there's a bonding process that all these people go through. Like any vacation, like when our show goes on vacation, it's neat because we all sort of, now we're our gang and we're out there in the world and it's, you know what I mean? There's a bonding process that happens. They must like this dude.
Right.
And
well,
they're probably
fairly
disappointed that he broke the rules because they feel like we have to uphold the rules or everyone's going to cheat.
Right.
And
so
spill.
They find this proposal to be a loophole that they can allow him back
onto
the
show. It
makes sense. It does.
More sense than...
I wonder if that's why he's proposing.
Than Mike proposing to his...
I'll propose. I'll... Is there something I can do that would be unusual?
Anything.
Would you be surprised?
No, I wouldn't.
If that was the case?
I'm sure the guy is suddenly... He was not famous when all that happened.
Right.
He's famous now. At least for a minute, you know? How long are Survivor people famous for? A month?
Whatever. He works in some... He's a bartender somewhere. He's probably...
Oh, San Clemente.
Okay. I know the area well. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
He's probably having a lot of fun.
I bet he is. Of course, now he's tied himself down to this chick.
Who knew she was a Charger girl?
Well, now we know.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. She's a cutie.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Anyway, so Survivor ends tonight. Lucky for you guys, because I know you hate it so much.
I don't hate it. I just don't care
ever
about
watch it.
I just don't care about it.
Don't want to listen to us talking about it. And tomorrow, of course, we peak for the week. Rudy's coming in. You guys are reviewing.
Oh, we just had about 8 people say they just started following
Rudy.
What's
he at?
Thank you. It's Rudy Ortiz. Please follow Rudy. This is our Christmas gift to him to get him to 4,000 followers.
So tomorrow, everyone, Mary Poppins, Aquaman, and our top 5 of the year.
I can't wait.
Oh, that's like a...
So you guys were saying...
A triple...
Yeah. Threat.
Yesterday, you guys were saying you kind of liked Aquaman. My husband said it was the worst movie he's ever seen.
Oh. Good thing he's not
I'm not surprised he said that. It's the cheesiest premise in general, and then the ads don't look good.
It's like, fun.
He looks, you know, he makes a decent Aquaman.
Sure.
But Aquaman's, you know, he's a water guy, and he talks to the fish.
Unless they bring the fight to the water. I mean, I guess
they
if
do.
They're subs.
The fight's all in the water.
Yeah, the fight's all in the water.
Oh, goodness.
But why is the fight in the water?
It seems but if you're
awesome.
I know, but if you're the guy he's fighting, you just go, I'm going to go on land. Bye.
Yeah. I'm going to go
ahead.
He
can fight on land, too.
But doesn't
but
it dry
whales
out?
Can?
It's like SpongeBob. He turns That's into true. Like a sponge without water in it, you know, that hard.
His
crusty.
Attack shark can't follow the enemy on the land.
He has an attack shark?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He talks to the animals. That's
he has
what
a
he does.
Shark. He has an attack seahorse.
Oh. Oh, doesn't he ride a seahorse? I seem to remember that from the cartoons.
I remember that, too.
Sure does.
Rudy's and when he talks to the animals, fishmals, it's the little, the little white line.
What did John say? Tell us
exactly.
He
said that movie absolutely sucked. I go, oh, it's so great that
you
guys...
I didn't give you my review yet yesterday. I just said this, didn't I?
Yeah, but that's medium.
Yeah. It's like, it was a movie.
Well, I don't think it sucked. That's all.
Yeah, he goes, I was like, oh, it's so great that Hooman finally took our brother to a good movie because he's been, you know, it's almost like a tradition that Hooman only takes my brother to bad
movies.
Well,
your brother's really negative. I know that. Hard to please.
He's not really. He's pretty
negative.
Easy.
When he's in here, he is.
Do you ever give it a decent review of anything?
Because he doesn't like it. He's been taking only to cruddy movies.
He doesn't like it.
I got to talk to my brother. It's possible my brother actually liked the movie.
Or maybe he's just going to like it so that he can finally change this bad rap he's got.
Yeah, well, he's not reviewing it on the air.
Oh,
so.
He's not?
No. It's just Rudy and... He just went because it was available. Yeah.
Oh, it's 69% in Rotten Tomatoes, so that's not so bad.
Yeah, but all John these superhero movies get love.
Right.
I mean, Venom was... How much money did Venom make? And people said it's horrible, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Venom sucked.
It did suck.
Let's see what that... What
What's
Venom
worse, Aquaman or Venom?
Venom.
Oh, Venom is... 29%.
Yeah, but how much money did Venom make?
Oh, how much money did
Look
it make
that up.
Yeah. Well, it had a good opening weekend. I think it was disappointing, though, compared to what they thought it was going to make.
Well, you expect Tom Hardy. I mean, he's a good actor.
And just looking at the trailers, I was like, oh, that looks like a great movie.
I think what happens, though, is we all have this idea that once he's signed up for it, he's going to make it great. I bet midway through, he's like, how do I get out of this?
Right. Venom. Is there any way for me to not be in this movie?
Venom is made to $212 million domestically.
Oh. Right. Which means
it
it's made a billion worldwide.
Right. Mm.
I think it cost $100
million. Oh. Yeah, that's about right.
Well, then they market it, too. I mean, that costs money. And so, you know, it's but it has made money. So it's made back its budget. Good. Congratulations.
Yay. Hooray.
Superhero movie makers. Please make more. It seems like we just don't have enough of them.
All right. Now listen.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to do some buttons right now.
Do
okay. Do you need any of Philip's?
You want
everybody
to go in there?
No.
You want Philip in there?
I feel that I'm.
Just give us your number, Philip, before you leave.
Yeah. Please do not leave without leaving us your number.
Hold your breath, everyone.
KLSC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
In parentheses, that's my walk up time, right? Okay, here we go.
Are you going to walk the
KLSC,
post?
KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Output 3, there we go. We'll be back, right back after this fabulous song from Panic at the Disco. Stick around.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.